felt like the board held together really good, and we came into this hoping to be able to maybe add some picks for tomorrow, and it worked out today. Sometimes we moved, you know, fairly insignificant amount and got another pick or whatever, but we hope it works out. We still got to finish it tomorrow.
What do you like about Lacy the best?
He's big, he's powerful, he's got a great lateral cut and spin move. He's played at a fairly high level, and a good kid.
Have you seen the discussion at 26, and were you pleasantly surprised that you were still there by the time you finally picked?
Well, we discuss a lot of people that when it's our turn to pick.
I mean, is he a guy that you feel like you got really good value then?
We felt very good about taking him. We really did.
Ted, was it a risk to trade down and then hope that Lacy was still there, or were there just several players that...
It was a function of the board, the way the board was set up at the time.
So when you traded down, you still had a good feeling he'd be there?
We did. We had a number of players that we would have considered there.
When you do that, does that mean that there was at least six guys you would have been okay drafting with if you went back that many spots?
No, the numbers don't work quite like that. It doesn't have to be an exact same number. It could be, hypothetically, depending on where you are and in what round and that sort of thing, it could be four, it could be three, it could be two. It's a Ron Wolf thing.
Did you have a number of picks you wanted, like a minimum number you wanted to go into tomorrow?
No, it just worked out. Some of the trades resulted in solicitation on our part. Some of it was just spur of the moment. We get a phone call. It sounds like a good thing. We check the board, make sure it's still solid, and we can feel like we can do it.
Do you guys have your own draft chart that you guys have made for yourself, or do you use the standard one?
And we use a fairly standard one. The problem is you know, there was a time when different people would try to make up their own charts, and other people's charts may actually be better to use, but unless the other people have those charts, they're no good. So we use a fairly standard chart thing.
So what's your feeling when the points don't match up and you're on the lower end of that?
It kind of depends. You know, if you feel good about, you know, trade and being comfortable that you'll be able to get a player or a group of players at a later time, and so what if you're 5 points below or something like that. But most of the time the things are fairly, everybody kind of tries to be fair about it.
Ted, you've gone up more in recent years after kind of going back in your early years. Is that a year-to-year thing? Is that a kind of a sign of how you feel about your roster at the time? Or?
I don't think so. I don't look at it that way. It's more, like I said, it's more kind of a function of the board. Is this a guy you really want to go up and get, and you're 15 picks away, and you get nervous that you're not going to be able to get him. If there are a number of players that you feel comfortable in taking, then you're not as apt to move up. Well, it's just numbers. It's not like you're trading. I don't look at it like that. It's more a function of numbers and what they met seeing a player and your trust in your own scouting department in terms of what we see and how we built the board.
Your comments on the Aaron Rodgers extension now that it's formalized?
Really glad it worked out. Aaron has proven himself to be a very fine quarterback and a very fine leader. I think, as an extension of that, you know, the Green Bay Packers and the Packer fans, I think, have been very lucky to have, you know, Aaron Rodgers come in here and do the job he has, following a legend in Brett Favre and the time that he spent from 1992 forward you know, to have those two guys as your two quarterbacks for that long a time is a remarkable thing, and it's a reflection, and the record, I think, is a reflection of that.
Lacy didn't miss games, but he had a string of injuries, including the hamstring this offseason. What do you make of that, and what do you think of his durability and possible issues there?
We feel pretty good about it. You know, I think, you know, it could have been one of the reasons, you know, he wasn't drafted earlier by from other teams, but we felt pretty good about it. He's you know, between the lines, he's a go-getter.
Is this an opportunity, and is this important that you can go back now and sort of reshuffle your board or take a, you know, a night to go back?
Yeah, we have to do that. That's the reason I said I'm going to have to run off again.
Last one, Lacy is the highest you've ever drafted a running back now in your ninth year. Is there an added challenge when you draft a running back, injury history, lack of durability, those kind of things that makes it tougher to use a high pick on a guy in a running back?
The position in general?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's just happenstance. It's just the way it's worked out. When I was in Seattle, we drafted Sean Alexander in late in the first round. Turned out okay.